2 years ago, a Norwegian freighter, the Tampa, rescued more than 400 asylum seekers from a sinking boat near Australia. The government refused to allow the Tampa to dock and sent its human cargo to immigration camps across the South Pacific. Earlier this month, a small group of Tampa refugees made it to Australia after 2 years in detention on the tiny island of Nauru. For the refugees, a community centre on a busy suburban street here in Brisbane is the latest stop on an extraordinary journey. For most, it began in the mountains of Afghanistan. Then, months later, as their ship was sinking in the Indian Ocean, there was a dramatic rescue by the Tampa, a Norwegian freighter, followed by months of detention on Nauru, a tiny island near the equator. One of the Afghan refugees is 36-year-old Rahimi, who says he longed for a life full of optimism. He says, "I want to come out of this hopelessness into something new and better." Farid Abdullah was another of the 433 asylum seekers rescued by the Tampa.
I remember the days that we were about to be drowned to the water. So it was very, very, very dangerous days and nights that we were on the boat and about to be drowned to the water. Mostly people were losing their hopes. They were not thinking that they will be rescued. It was a very, very big chance for us. It means it was a luck, fortune that we were rescued.
The Australian government, frustrated by a steady flow of asylum seekers sneaking into the country by sea, would not allow the Tampa to dock and unload its passengers. Instead, they were taken to camps on several Pacific islands where their claims for asylum were processed.
Welcome everyone, and we're glad that you've been able to come. Tahir and I know that...
Now the first 21 men to be granted temporary asylum in Australia are attending counselling sessions in Brisbane to help them adjust to their new life. The men have received temporary protection visas. They'll have to reapply for an extension in 5 years. In the meantime, their families will not be allowed to join them. Hassan Gulan, the president of the Hazara Ethnic Society in Australia, says an uncertain future awaits these men.
They are tough people. We have survived 2.5 centuries of persecution. We will be surviving the rest of it. But it will be good to show them light at the end of tunnel. But there is no light. Maybe a little bit of a candle to say, you can stay in Australia in absence of your family and without having the right to travel, without having the right to be educated and trained. So that's it. A very simple existence.
Mr. Rahimi says he has a wife and 3 children in Afghanistan. He left fearing for his life under the former Taliban government. He describes what he calls the great disturbance and depression he feels because he's separated from his family. Frederica Steen is a volunteer worker who says that despite their problems, the refugees are an inspiration.
They're survivors, and that's a very select group of human beings. One of the first questions they asked on day one is, where can I find work? There's a resistance amongst the Hazara people in particular not to take government money. They want to be independent. They want to work to support themselves and to support the family they left behind if they can find them and locate them properly.
Despite its tough laws on asylum seekers who enter the country illegally without proper documentation, Australia takes in about 10,000 refugees a year. Farid Abdullah is confident Australia will eventually allow him and his fellow travellers to stay here with their families permanently.
I'm sure that there will be some changes coming to our future about our temporary visas, so the policies will be changed one day. I'm sure one day I will be a permanent visa receiver and I will be a citizen in Australia.
The refugee men say it's this dream that's kept them going and will help them continue working to be reunited with their families. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Brisbane, Australia.